This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sears announced a big restructuring plan today. Another restructuring plan, I ought to say. The company has been circling the drain for a good long while now. CEO Eddie Lempert's tried cashing in on real estate holdings and focusing on the store's loyalty program have done nothing. So this time, he's going to focus on cutting costs. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra asked around to see how that might work out.
The Sears plan is less about rebounding and more about treading water. Randy Allen teaches at Cornell's SC Johnson College of Business.
What they're doing is trying to look at ways to generate additional cash. You know, they need cash to operate their business.
The plan is to drum up that cash by selling stores and meanwhile cut at least $1 billion in expenses. Philip Emma, who covers Sears for DebtWire, says none of this is new.
They're doing what effectively they've been doing over the last few years. They're continuing to monetize assets.
Mohan Sawhney is a professor at the Kellogg School of Management. He says Eddie Lampert isn't a traditional retail CEO.
I call it management by spreadsheet, you know, or management by financial engineering.
He also owns a hedge fund, ESL Investments, which owns a large stake in Sears. And Sawhney says Lampert's financial engineering isn't going to fix the company.
Fundamentally, you have to address the problem that customers aren't coming into stores and their same-store sales are continuing to decline.
There's another problem that Lampert's plan doesn't seem to address. Randy Allen at Cornell says Sears doesn't have a good sense of where it fits into the marketplace.
Maybe there is a miracle that they can find the right niche and they can do it, but the competition that they're going up against is stronger all the time.
Sears is 124 years old, and in a market crammed with young online players, it's starting to look its age. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.